Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hey everybody, Andrea Donsky here. Lisa Davis is away today, and we are going to continue the conversation with Ariana Barrett. She is a certified energy healer and really right up my alley in terms of what we were talking about. And if you have a chance to go back and listen to the last segment we did with her, we talked about chakras and opening them and how they get closed. And we left off at, you know, talking about working with children and giving them tools that they can process their emotions. So let's pick it up, Ariana, and just maybe give us a little bit more information about how you help children process through these emotions and also just set them up for, you know, a future without having those old programs, which is really the cause of so many of our negative emotions.
It's so simple, Andrea. It's about loving ourselves. And I know that sounds touchy-feely and out there woo-woo, but pretty much any of those metaphysical books you look at, even the ones that are scientific, it comes back to that. Because everything is vibration and energy. So love is the highest vibration, fear is the lowest vibration. And every emotion is coming from either one or the other. And Dr. Masaru Emoto's work, Hidden Messages in Water, is just beautiful. He actually did work with Japanese children, but he had children say high vibrational things like, I love you, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, to water, froze it, took a picture with a dark field microscope, and beautiful crystals formed. He took the same type of water and had the children say negative lower vibrational things like, I hate you, you're ugly, you fool, froze it, took pictures. The water couldn't even form crystals. So it's like, all right, that's water. Big deal. We're 75% water. So what you're thinking, what you're saying, what you're doing is physically affecting you. So to teach children this is quite powerful, as opposed to them just learning the patterns that we have, that were instilled from our parents. And there's no blame. People can only teach you what they know, right? So your parents can only teach you what they know. And I recently saw a DVD. It was an 8mm footage of my childhood with my siblings. And I saw my parents for the first time. This was back in the 70s. And they just looked like people. And it gave me a whole other level of understanding and compassion that they can only teach you what they know, right? And what their parents taught them, and then also their life experience. So to be working with children now, it truly is the awareness of our thoughts and also coming from a space of love and compassion, but also that all emotions are good. If you're angry, honor it, feel it, process it. And I say this to children and I say this to adults. And very often adults, we're not taught how to deal with our emotions. And we're also taught to kind of push them aside where, you know, a 4-year-old can break down and have a temper tantrum in the supermarket. We can't do that, you know, in the supermarket. We need to do it at another time. But it's still important to honor and process those emotions, because if we don't, those emotions are going to sit in our body, their energy, they're going to be stagnant, and they're going to block our 12 acupuncture meridians or one of our 7 chakras. And and how that will then get our attention is often we will get sick or create dis-ease. There's a beautiful book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And yes, the cover does look kind of woo-woo with a rainbow heart.
Oh,
but
it's awesome.
It's a phenomenal book,
Louise
decades
Hay.
Old. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Hay House Productions is, I think, the largest social media, metaphysical media company in the world. But in the back of the book, she has a smaller book called Heal Your Body. She has every physical ailment or symptom listed, the emotional definition, and then the affirmation to say to clear it. So again, we come back to this. There's so many new books, but honestly, that common thread of true healing is self-love, which sounds simple, but we're not taught how to do that. And that is where true healing happens.
And it's so true. I mean, you know, I love that the simplicity of it is, yes, it's, you know, just love ourselves and say those mantras, right? Going back to those mantras. And that's why for a lot of people, looking in the mirror and saying, you know, I love myself, I love you, you are amazing. For a lot of us, it's hard to say because of certain things that have happened, let's say experiences we've had in our life. So that's why I'll go back to the mantras of being such a powerful tool or meditation. I mean, these are why they work, right? I mean, they really work, and you're incorporating them into your work.
Absolutely. And I love that you pointed out the fact of looking into your eyes in a mirror doing them. If you just read them on a paper, that's nice. When you're looking into your eyes, you're looking into your spirit or your soul. it is so much more profound, and you'll actually feel different things. Sometimes you'll feel kickback or resistance. And this is actually a component of the energy healing I work. I actually give clients homework at the end because we create an intention during the session to guide the subconscious mind, because the subconscious is very much like a puppy dog. You got to put it on a leash, you know, keep getting it in line. It wants to go chase that squirrel at the park, but you're going to keep guiding it back. So we create an intention. And then at the end of the session, that intention I write on a sticky note for them so they can put it on the mirror in their bathroom. And I ask them to say it 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening until they feel that it's done. And it helps integrate the work that we just did. And I tell them to please look into your eyes when you do this, when you do those affirmations. Don't just read the sticky note. That's why it's on a sticky note, so it'll stick to the mirror. And it's incredible. Personally myself, sometimes I'll feel big resistance saying it, and I'll just tell clients, keep saying it until you process through that emotion or that point of kickback.
Which I think is important. So I want to talk a little bit about the Akashic Soul Records. You talked about it on the previous interview, and I'd love to know what are they? I know that, you know, I've heard of it before, but is it something that's we want to know about? Is it something that we shouldn't know about? Talk a little bit about what it is.
It's so cool. And I say take everything with a grain of salt. You know, everything's wonderful. Don't subscribe 100% or everything in your life to one particular way. But the Akashic Records, in a nutshell, it's kind of like your permanent record in high school. You know how teachers or principals would threaten, you know, it's going to go on your permanent record for life. So your Akashic Record is your kind of soul record. So all of the incarnations you've had and all of the soul lessons that you've gone through are in this Akashic Record. And we carry over the lessons that we haven't fully accomplished or grown from. So it's similar again to school. And people call this Earth School. I can't take credit for coining that term, but you know that this is Earth School for soul growth. So it's similar to academic school where, you know, after third grade, you know, if you didn't learn everything, then you're going to need to learn it again when once you go into fourth grade, say algebra or something. So the Akashic Records is you're going into an energetic field, and it's very cool. I got certified in this a number of years ago. So whenever you get certified in a healing modality, you receive an attunement. It's like a signature frequency. And so even if you're not doing that healing modality in a session, you're still bringing that energy in your presence. So with the Akashic Records, you receive an attunement, which means you can then go into that field. And it's a higher vibrational field. Sometimes I go into it for my own healing or just to be in a certain space. Sometimes I do to ask questions and for myself or for others. And I would say it's kind of equivalent physically to going in an elevator and going up to the 27th floor. That's how it feels to me. I'm entering into a different energetic field. I tend to talk a lot faster when I'm in it too, which I don't know why, but I think it's just how my brain processes.
That's awesome. No, I think it's great. I mean, so basically, I like what you said. So it basically, does it help you with healing whatever needs to be dealt with in this lifetime? So for example, you know, you said that it brings with all the different soul lessons that we need to learn or from past lives that have come into this life. So does it help us on our journey for healing in this lifetime? It gives us
absolutely
that path.
Absolutely. That's what it's utilized for. Absolutely. Yep. So the lessons that we weren't able to accomplish in the previous lifetime, we're going to bring them in again until we get it. This is Earth School. So it's truly about learning and soul growth. So absolutely. That's how you can utilize it.
It would be amazing if everyone came into this lifetime or their new lifetime with the Akashic Records, because then it'd be like, okay, here's my journey I need to go on. It's so much quicker, right? We can like get to the point of what we have to do. Oh, that's why I was triggered, right? It's part of my soul's journey in this lifetime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, anyone can get certified in it. And honestly, you can meditate and tune in as well. I mean, back in the day, people used to connect to what we call the Akashic Records by really serious meditation and fasting. Now there's a way, I believe it's now here on the planet, so more people have access to it as opposed to those who are in an ashram and dedicating their life to meditating. I believe it's now, we can download it. It's a different type of form so that more souls have access to it for themselves and then to help others heal. Absolutely. It's all about healing.
I think it's amazing. And moving forward, right? And getting past the old programs. And I think we just need like an Akashic Soul Record printout of what, you know, basically after you do the work, getting us a printout and say, okay, here's your, in this lifetime, these are the lessons you need to learn. I love it. So Arianna, we have to go today, unfortunately. Like I said, I could talk about this forever, but can you tell everybody where they could find you if they want to learn more about you?
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook. It's A-R-I-A-N-A. Last name is Barrett, B-A-H as in happy, R-E-T. Or feel free to call me at 928-451-2561.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ariana. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to our website, naturallysavvy.com, to learn more. Thanks for listening, and stay well.